Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the city's podcast, Making Merry in Moline. It's beginning to look a lot like mid-November, and mid-November is when the holidays kick off for several downtowns that are hoping to get you in the spirit of spending and merrymaking. Such is the case in the heart of Moline, where organizers are ready to throw open the sashes like they were unable to do a year ago. We talked with the head of the Moline Center Main Street Commission, Jeff Manis. The holiday season in Moline actually kind of kicks off with a holiday pop coming up November 13th and 14th. Let's be honest, last year you did the best you could. This year you're all set for the holidays.
Yeah, we're getting there for sure. If you go to downtown Moline right now, you'll see tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of twinkling Christmas lights going up literally as we speak.
What was the impact last year? I mean, merchants did okay, but they really had to get through that season to get to this season.
Yeah, it was especially challenging for our food and beverage downtown establishments. If you remember in 2020, second mandated shutdown occurred, which limited capacities indoors, which not only affected our downtown restaurant establishments, but it also affected the retail side of things as well. Because when people journey downtown, they like to both shop for their family during the holidays and then get a bite to eat as well. So it was a substantial impact.
So what's planned for the holiday hop then?
Well, since we weren't able to facilitate the holiday hop last year, we're doubling it up in many, many ways, not only in terms of budgetary dollars, but also in terms of making sure and ensuring that it's going to be safe for the many holiday hoppers that interact with the event. For example, in years past, we always only had one free trolley for the holiday hoppers to get whisked away into the different corners and pockets of downtown Moline. This year we have two free trolleys. We've also extended the duration of time to give people more opportunity to make their way downtown for all the great deals and holiday specials that our many businesses that are participating have arranged for this year's holiday hop. Instead of it just being on Friday from 4 to 8, it is now on Saturday as well from 12 to 6. So there's plenty of time, plenty of opportunity to participate in this year's holiday hop.
And lighting in the commons, that's back bigger than ever?
It most definitely is back and better than ever. We're doubling down on many aspects of that as well. One thing, for example, would be the fireworks. We have doubled our budget this year for the fireworks that go up in the sky and go boom. So it'll be as exciting as lighting on the commons as, I'd say dating back all the way to the first one, especially since we couldn't facilitate that event last year as well.
You also have Disney on Ice going on at the Tax Slayer Center. Let's be honest, getting the Tax Slayer Center up and running and bringing in these big events, that's going to have a huge impact once again in downtown Moline.
Oh, undoubtedly. The Tax Slayer Center, it is a major aspect to the sustainability of downtown Moline and the way it's designed. From every single block that incorporates downtown Moline, without the Tax Slayer Center fully activated and programming concerts like Lee Bice was just in town last night. When those events are happening, our restaurants fill up. People have opportunity to shop at our many retailers in downtown Moline. So without them activating their space, it's hard to keep things moving in terms of a sustainability perspective here in downtown Moline. The same would be for, you know, the both blue collar and white collar workforce and jobs that are in downtown Moline. We're really looking forward to bringing it all back in full capacity.
People were very careful last holiday season between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, COVID holding people back or the fear that they may not have enough money. So it was both a health and a financial reason. It's almost feeling like we're getting close to being unrestrained. It's like this pent up, this is going to be our Christmas. We're taking Christmas back.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think there's still that level of safety that we all need to approach this holiday season with, you know, masking up and social distancing and whatnot. But it definitely feels like a more normal holiday season this year.
I know we're talking about the holidays, and I apologize for my next question, but you got to think about summer and you got to think about the future, especially with the completion of the I-74 bridge. I would think that downtown Moline area is already heavily preparing for when the old bridge comes down and ways to bring people into the downtown area rather than flying over that bridge to their destination. Are you excited about that? And are the plans actually becoming more concrete now?
Oh, most definitely. Now that the DOT is nearing completion on both spans of the bridge, and as we begin to establish a game plan for what we're going to do with that about 14 or so acres of the old I-74 bridge, it creates an opportunity for the city of Moline and specifically downtown Moline that is more than a once in a lifetime opportunity. This is going to be an exciting situation for the city of Moline to be able to activate a very large expanse of our riverfront and to develop it in a very much 21st century approach. It's one of those situations where between COVID-19 and this complications of getting rerouted all over the place for the I-74 bridge, that the best is yet to come. It's exciting.
Well, we've also gotten news, of course, in the last few days of a ale house that's going to be moving into the queue. Into where the railroad depot, the Pasture Rail Depot, is going to be at some point. Or if people remember, it's where the Element Hotel is, or you can call it this old Sears warehouse. It all depends about what you want to call it. Is that an indication that there's going to be like a laser spotlight in downtown Moline among entrepreneurs and business people? Is that kind of part of the spark that we're starting to see?
Yeah, we would definitely want to focus in on downtown Moline being that entrepreneurial accelerator for you know, small businesses, startups to zero in on what all that we have to offer in downtown Moline. And Poor Bros is the name of that tap room that's coming to the Q, a.k.a. the Element Hotel. And we couldn't be any more excited about it. Very excited.
I was kind of thinking that because you're looking for destination. You're looking for unique places that people may not see elsewhere. And you look at some of the things that have developed. I mean, I think of the Access Hotel. What a great linchpin that is. And, of course, you've got, you know, Watermark Corners, you got the Deer Pavilion. You actually, downtown Moline has got an awful lot of different things that are kind of meshing all together right now.
Yeah, I think downtown Moline is very unique in that it's where history meets the 21st century. There's whether it's you're going through the corridor of 6th Avenue or 5th Avenue or the newer developments along River Drive, it's kind of got the best of both. It's a very dynamic and unique downtown Moline within our region.
And speaking of dynamic and unique, is there a place in Moline where people can buy that suit?
I'm sure there is.
It's a what? It's unique. It's one and only, right?
I traveled to South Park Mall to Von Maur a few years back to buy this suit. I haven't been to Von Maur during the holiday season to see if these are back on the racks, but yeah, you might want to check there first.
Was that clearance or was that full price?
I paid full boat for it, and it was worth every last penny.
Thank you, Jeff. That's Jeff Manis, head of the Moline Center Main Street Commission.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.